Gary, did that surprise you as much as it surprised the fans?
Well, yeah. It did. You know, when I look at the last four performances, yeah, that does surprise me. I can't explain it. We could talk it all night, mate. I don't know. The level of performance is that drastically different. The energy, the desire is that different to what we've seen over the last three or four games. You know, they knew the importance of the game. We've drilled that, hammered that into them. They've got a great opportunity against Fed, who's a side that's doing well in their league. But we're at home. We've been in real good form. And then we get that. And I can't explain it, mate. I mean, first half, we were abysmal. Disgrace it was. And really, we were 1-0. It could have been 4. We were lucky to get away with that. Second half, you know, I think they've sat in and... And yeah, we've had loads of ball, but I don't think we've had a shot. You know, they defended, I suppose, well. But there was that many bad aspects of it, mate. We'd be here all night. You know, we desperately needed the prize money from the FA Cup, desperately. They knew that. They're at home. They've just scored 17 goals in 4 games. And we were just embarrassing.
What's the players' reaction been like? Andy Pearson's just passed me in the tunnel. He looked very down, but...
Well, they should be down. Maybe some of them aren't down enough. Just embarrassing. You know, again, it's like a record, this. We come home here. You know, supporters deserve better. We've given them a little bit of something. And then I don't know what goes on mentally with some of them, that they think they can just turn up and have a canter around and think, you know, everyone lets us win again. We were just that... Well, you've watched it, mate. It was embarrassing.
Did you say anything to them at half-time? You obviously didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wake up. What's wrong with you? Wake up. It's a massive game, this. This is the FA Cup. And I can't justify or legislate for some of them that just look, I don't know, not that bothered, really.
It's put a bit of a damper on your birthday, hasn't it?
Oh, it's also about my birthday. Yeah, it's just so disappointing. You know, we've got good people here that, you know, despite what's been given to them, have stuck with us, and it looked like there's another good little crowd here today. I don't know what it was. And they've just been let down miserably again, massively.
One or two absentees, Lee Neville was working abroad. I mean, is he due back for the weekend?
He'll be back. I think he'll be back for the midweek game at Blyth.
Michael Muscat comes back into the rec.
He's not cup tied now.
Yeah. Big Camps looks injured, is he?
Yeah, he's been out a few weeks. You know, they're young boys. We've got, you know, it'd be wrong to try and put the onus or expect too much from some of the younger ones. You know, we've got some experienced characters in there, and I don't know. You know, there's just been a massive argument in there, and we're bitterly disappointed.
Well, you've done well away from home recently in the North East. It's back there on Tuesday. Of all times to go to Blyth Spartans, Tuesday night, they're up at the top of the table.
Yeah, we've won away at Downton, won away at Salford, you know, won away at Downton twice. At this moment in time, me and Martin, we don't know what they're going to do. You know, we honestly thought we'd turn the corner, and they knew, you know, some of the basics and the recipe for being successful at this level. And then we get that.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, mate. Like I say, we'll be here all night. I can't explain it.
Thanks, Gary.
No.